You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and Susie Crook, Executive Director of West Kentucky Mentoring.
Thank you, Austin. That was very jaunty music.
Pretty upbeat stuff.
And we're about creating a force in the community that's pretty upbeat as well. Susie, about a couple weeks ago, you announced the beginning of the Buddy Campaign and named your leadership. And West Kentucky Mentoring has a very unique service in the community. And tell me how much you need to raise.
Okay. We are so happy to, again, bring the community attention to our Buddy Campaign. Our community and campus chairs are Catherine and Scott Civils. I think people will know them around this area, and they are very passionate, been donors of ours for many, many years and supporters, and they just want to speak out and say that this is a great program and want everyone to support it. We attempt a very high goal. We want to reach and make $35,000 in 2 months. That is what we need to make to continue our services here in Murray, Kentucky and Callaway County. And I think if the community is just very generous, that we will do that. It will not be hard to do. If all of your listeners just gave just a few dollars, if everyone would just contribute, that would be fantastic. And I think we would make our goal.
Tell me where a listener can send a contribution.
Okay. We are West Kentucky Mentoring, West KY Mentoring, and it's P.O. Box 1182, Murray, Kentucky 42071. And if you have any questions, please call our office at 270-761-5744, and we'll be happy to take donations there or whatever. We usually ask for help in a lot of different areas, but right now we need money. It's just down to that point to keep providing services.
Where does the money go?
The money goes to just support the program. We don't have a lot of expenses, but to run a program like this, you have to just pay the normal bills of having an office, of having office equipment, things like that. A salaried person to run the office that has some experience, and you know, they don't give away grants for that. They want a specific thing. So we do hope that people will give and the program can continue. We have had mentoring in this area for about 18 years now. It started at Big Brothers Big Sisters, but we're just the same program with a different name. We have based our program around what works for them. So that's what we want to do. That's how we think that it's best to reach the kids in our area.
What is the starkest description you can give to what it is mentoring means in a child's life?
Well, Kate, let me ask you a question. How did you get to be where you are and not turn into be a thief or a murderer or something like that?
I had very vigilant parents.
yes, so did
Commandos
I.
Commandos and vigilance.
So did I. So someone in your life really made a difference, really taught you how to make good decisions and helped out in that area. Is that right?
I'd say so. And you mentioned, we were talking a little bit earlier about teachers who've made a difference, okay. who've actually said, hey, you could actually do something
right.
Maybe that you haven't thought of doing.
Right. And the teachers around here are just second to none in both school systems. But often, even they don't have the time that it takes to really help kids make those decisions that are important. You know, how do people not turn in to be liars and cheaters and thieves and murderers and drug dealers and all of those things, those negative things that we think about? How does that ever even happen? And I think it boils down to the fact that we make choices. And the choices we make often are early in life, early when we decide, are we going to look on that other person's paper and cheat it just to pass a test? Are we going to take something we see that someone else has just because we want it? Those decisions are things that we have to think about and make choices. How do we make those choices? We feel like with mentors in a kid's life that that's what we're about. We're setting goals so that they can help children make good choices. That's the very bottom line. The choices may be just to study a little harder and try to achieve something academically. It may be to avoid those risky behaviors that would lead them down the wrong path. It may just be how to really just care about somebody else and make a friend. You know, I have good friends. I'm sure you do too. But a lot of people don't really know how to make friends. And it starts young at age when you're very young and you have someone that can say, hey, you know, if you'll do this or not do that, I bet that person will come and play with you on the playground. You know, it's very, very simple. And that's the sort of thing that this community could lose if West Kentucky Mentoring goes away.
There's nothing else to say here. Susie Crook, Executive Director of West Kentucky Mentoring. Good luck with your buddy campaign. And this interview will be online at WKMS.org so our listeners can review where to send and where to call. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.